Boy, do I have some good news for you. 1,000 lawyers and 10,000 doctors join together and file a lawsuit to prosecute the second Nuremberg tribunal against Corona fraud scandal. That's Corona fraud scandal. Alex Jones was right. Again. He already talked about this. I'm feeling good, he said. It looks like they're headed toward a Nuremberg trial number two. Thousands of attorneys and doctors have joined forces to sue the CDC, the WHO, or World Health Organization, and the Davos Group for crimes against humanity. Humans Are Free reported in March. Should the technocrats who pushed governments to lock down their citizens be tried for crimes against humanity? One prominent German lawyer, Dr. Rainer Fulmich, in photo below, who is also licensed to practice law in America, thinks they should, and he is organizing a team of thousands of participating lawyers who want to prosecute a Nuremberg tribunal against a cadre of international elites responsible for what he calls the Corona fraud scandal. Boy, does this make me happy. Fulmich was on the legal team that won a major lawsuit against German automaker Volkswagen in a 2015 case involved tampered catalytic converters in the U.S. He was also involved in a lawsuit that exposed one of Germany's largest banks, Deutsche Bank, as a criminal enterprise. The bank was recently ordered by the U.S. Justice Department to pay $130 million to resolve corrupt practices that included money laundering, bribery, and fraud between the years 2009 and 16. Sounds like a good man for the job. With 1,000 other lawyers and 10,000 doctors. Fulmich is a licensed to practice law in Germany and the state of California. He believes the frauds committed by Volkswagen and Deutsche Bank pale in comparison to the damage wrought by those who sold the COVID-19 crisis as the worst viral outbreak to hit the world in more than a century and used it to cause media-driven panic, government overreach, and human suffering on a scale still not fully quantified. The truth is revealed in the numbers, Fulmich said, citing figures that show COVID-19 has not caused any statistically significant increase in the 2020 death counts over previous years. Now, the question mark here is the judges. And we already know what the left, what the deep state and the New World Order is going to do. They're going to try to get every corrupt judge they can to throw this out of court, just like they did with Trump and the election. But we'll see what happens. This group claims the tests used to identify COVID-19 were faulty and was used to commit crimes against humanity. Yes, the PCR test. Fulmich and his team present the incorrect PCR test and the order for doctors to describe any comorbidity death as a COVID death as fraud. Right from the CDC, 96% are comorbidities. The PCR test was never designed to detect pathogens and is almost 100% inaccurate at 35 cycles. All PCR tests monitored by the CDC are set at 37 to 45 cycles. The CDC acknowledges that tests over 28 cycles are not allowed for a positive, reliable result. This invalidates over 90% of the alleged COVID cases, infections detected by the use of this incorrect test. You notice that they're going to be using proof right from the CDC and the WHO. In addition to incorrect tests and fraudulent death certificates, the experimental vaccine itself violates Article 32 of the Geneva Convention. Under Article 32 of the 1949 Geneva Convention, mutilation and medical or scientific experiments not required for the medical treatment of a protected person are prohibited. And that, my friends, is exactly what they are doing. They are mutilating mankind with this mRNA. And it is a scientific experiment because it's not approved by the FDA. The experimental vaccine violates all 10 Nuremberg codes, which carry the death penalty for those who try to break these international laws. That should put a little bit of heat on the rear end of Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates, don't you think? And I got some more good... Oh, and I want to tell you something else. I went to the grocery store at Food Lion here in Georgia, and I noticed a great reduction on the amount of people that are wearing masks. I really was amazed. Now look at this. Despite Pentagon rejection, rolling to remember, expecting 100,000 bikes in D.C. this weekend. Yes, the Pentagon rejected it, of course, Joe Biden. The rolling to remember motorcycle ride is alive and well. Now, why is it they're all coming in even though the Biden administration rejected it? It's the same reason why I am seeing hardly anyone is wearing, well, about 50% of the people are wearing masks now at the store compared to about 85-90%. The people have woken up. According to Joe Cinelli, the National Executive Director of AmVets, they are now expecting 100,000 bikes at the event. Speaking exclusively to Breitbart News, Joe Cinelli, the National Executive Director of AmVets, said that Muriel Bowser, the mayor of the District of Columbia, granted the group permission to stage at Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Stadium. We build our very robust plan, great infrastructure, so Sunday morning we will be staging at RFK Stadium, Cinelli said, noting that the event is now expecting 100,000 bikes. In early May, Joe Biden's Pentagon rejected a permit for Rolling to Remember, which threatened to stop the event. The event is now on and expected to draw an enormous crowd. Cinelli said that the Pentagon's rejection backfired. More bikers are now expected to attend than before. The people are making a move everywhere. The doctors, the lawyers are making their move on the deep state. Oh, you can bet. Is Alex Jones going to sell a shirt that says, Alex Jones was right, .. again? He should. Thank you for listening.